This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some people ask a question. Why did Allah create things and then ask us not to engage in them or not to participate or not to do them? Why did He not just leave them and not create them at all and only tell us to worship Him through instructions and obligations? Well, Allah tests us with both asking us to do things as well as asking us to stay away from things. From the very beginning, if you recall, at the time of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him one thing, and that was, don't go near the tree. Allah wants to be worshipped in that way. He chose that. We are His worshippers. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam ate from the tree. He sought the forgiveness of Allah. He was forgiven and he was sent onto the earth. We are asked not to eat certain things, not to drink certain things. If we were to fall into that, it will plunge us into crisis. Sometimes, while questioning the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people begin to dwindle in faith, not realizing the harms of these things. It's enough for Allah to tell us, don't do this, without explaining why. He is the Lord. He has the right to do that. But out of His kindness, He explains at times what will happen if we partake or participate in that which is prohibited. For example, in verse number 91 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, after explaining the prohibition of alcohol as well as gambling, He tells us, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. It is an abomination from the handiwork of the devil. Will you not stay away from it? He says. Then he says, Shaytan or the devil wants to create hatred and enmity amongst you through the partaking of intoxicants and the participation in gambling. And he says, Allah says, Shaytan wants to distract you from the remembrance of Allah, developing your relationship with Allah and prayer. So Allah explains it to us. If you take a look at those whose lives are all about intoxicants and gambling, there is always something wrong with their remembrance of Allah and their prayer. And many times they're involved in feuds and fights, enmity and hatred. Well, Allah told that to us. The crisis was created as a result of consumption of something that Allah told us not to consume. Or the crisis was created as a result of participating or doing that which Allah warned us about with an explanation. Yet He didn't need to explain. Many times Allah does not explain. He says this is not allowed and that's not allowed. And He doesn't offer an explanation because He doesn't have to. He is the Lord. But at times He actually explains why. He gives us a few reasons. There may be many more. This is only for us to realize the favor of Allah upon us. Amazing.